Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
eating.
You sure can.
Absolutely.
We chat about eating foods today, more specifically foods that you didn't love as a kid, but you now love.
Mm-hmm. Quite a few on my list. You two, not really.
No.
None.
Oh, I did forget, but we had a call. I can't remember her name. She's talking about crayfish and seafood. And yeah, I do remember now when I was quite little, I remember watching my nanny, Moya, peel prawns, and I was like...
Yeah, it's the smell. It was, and they looked gross.
Yeah, know? They're like little aliens.
And what about when you had to pull the poop thing?
I don't peel that out sometimes. Just eat it.
I never used to. I do now. I think I'm actually probably fussier now than I was as a kid.
Really?
I don't know you. I didn't know you as a child, but
no.
I can see that.
Yes.
I can see you getting more stuck up as you get older.
100%. I'll accept that.
I'm praying for you.
Did you have prawns as a kid?
Yeah, loved prawns.
You lived by the beach.
Yeah, I did. And my pop was a big fisherman. He also he fed my mum some real weird stuff. He used to make soup out of the prawn heads.
Yeah.
Fish head soup.
Oh, that's a thing.
I remember once my mum, he turned a lot of things into soup. My mum was talking about chicken feet soup. My pop would just like serve her a bowl with like chicken feet sticking out of it.
Oh, no.
A lot of tripe, tongue, brains.
Wow. I had a barbecue every single night. If it wasn't fish fingers from mum, it was a barbecue from dad. Everything he did on the barbie. Every meal. Doesn't matter what
Everything.
It was. If dad was cooking, it was on a barbecue.
Dessert.
Oh.
Get the barbie out.
Well, he did churros once on the barbecue.
Churros.
Oh, it's fancy.
Churros I've never barbecue. Had churros.
Never?
Never had a churro.
We so should go down to San Churro.
They're so good, man.
Aren't they just like
long donut?
Fancy donut?
Yeah, it's a long donut.
I can
donut.
Imagine what they taste like, but I've never looked at one and gone.
It's like a cinnamon donut.
But you know I'm not a sweet guy. I like ice cream.
Yeah.
But I don't enjoy like other desserts.
Yeah, that's true.
Love creme brulee. It's my favourite.
Yeah, you do. I'll eat them if I'm at a restaurant.
I'll be honest.
If
I don't,
it's free and given to me.
I'll be honest. I'll eat everything. I love everything. Creme brulee I like, but I like less fancy desserts. You know what I mean? Like, I love just a bowl of ice cream, just some donut. You know what I mean? The fancy of the dessert, I just feel like there's a bit too much.
Mm.
You know? Like a creme brulee, nice, but a little bit too much. Tiramisu, too much.
Yeah, I don't like tiramisu.
I'd rather have an entree than a dessert. I'd rather have, like, oysters.
Yeah, same. Always choose an entree over dessert.
Oh, you don't like oysters?
Not oysters.
Did you like them as a kid?
Oh, no. God, no.
So you just... Yeah,
I never had them.
He wouldn't eat cheese. You think he's sitting there scoffing oysters?
Oysters.
Oster. Is that brain fog?
Yeah, brain frog.
Brain frog.
You know what Grace does when she gets brain fog? Be careful.
Don't know, don't remember. Brain was foggy.
I remember, mate.
Brain was froggy.
Froggy the brain.
It's me, it's Kermit.
Oh, Grace. How does that make you feel?
Confused.
Have you guys eaten frog? I've eaten frog before.
I actually haven't.
Frog and snail.
I've
eaten them before.
I've had snail, I've had frog. I don't think I've had frog.
I've not had either, actually.
Escargot.
Look at that, escargot.
Done some gear, hey?
Jerry Seinfeld, baby.
Oh, sugar, she's back.
Oh, look at that escargot!
Some Jerry gear. Dun. Come on, Grace, you've got 10 seconds to get another gag out. What do you got?
No, I don't have anything.
Enjoy the show! Snails, why are they so slow?
Enjoy the pod. Producer Grace in the studio.
Yeah, it's time to play one of my favourite games. It's called Who Said That?
Who said that? Once on the show. Who said that? The boys should know. Who said that? Let's play some more. Who said that? Whoa.
Here's how it works. I take quotes that either of you have said on the show out of context. I read them back to you and you have to guess who said that. You've got a little paddle. One says Jimmy, one says Nath. Hold that up and then we find out who said that. It's very simple.
Purely for our entertainment, these paddles.
Yeah, nobody can see the paddles, but I did put a lot of work into them. They're laminated. They've got pictures of Jimmy and pictures of Nathan.
I've put some videos have gone up and people have seen the paddles.
That's true.
Oh,
yeah.
They have.
Yeah, some people have seen it.
There you go.
You've done a really good job of these.
Thank you.
Sometimes like we record things, like Ask Jimmy if anything, which we did yesterday, and it wasn't great.
Yeah, no, that's
there
fair.
Wasn't much to edit. And that's all. Yeah. I didn't really offer much. Mm. I think you asked, what do you want for Christmas? And I went, I don't know.
Yeah, good.
I think people want to see that as a video. So So we'll see how this goes. It is something good. I'll cut it again.
Yeah, absolutely. It is. Honestly, this is one of my favourite games. I love this game. I didn't realise how hard it was going to be because we forget all the dumb shit that we say.
I think you like this just because you like a prop.
Yeah, no, that's true. I also love a prop. You're so
right.
And
I love just having something in my hands.
Yeah.
You're so right. Who said that?
Here's how it works. Both of you say a lot of things on this show, but do you remember who said what? I have three quotes. I will read you a quote. You need to use your Jimmy and Nath sign to reveal who you think said this. And you can play along in the car also.
It's a great game. Great signs that producer Grace has made.
You can't see them.
But imagine a really good sign. That's it.
Yeah. Lamination skills.
All right. Quote number one. If an eagle's listening, I want to change his, hey, silly salmon, what are you doing?
I don't even know what you said.
Whoa, go again. Go again. Slow down.
If an eagle's listening, I want to change his, hey, silly salmon, what are you doing?
What's wrong with us?
I don't know.
That's not even English.
No, it's not.
It's the first
time.
Hey,
if an eagle's listening, I want to change his,
silly salmon, what are you doing?
Hey, silly salmon.
3, 2, 1. Both of you have said Nath. Here's who said this.
If an eagle's listening, I want to change his, hey, silly salmon. What are you doing?
That was Jimmy talking about unlikely animal friendships. You said you'd like to see an eagle and a salmon be friends.
I stand by that.
Yeah. I would like to see that because traditionally, eagle probably eats the salmon.
Yes. And that's what you're saying. You want to change the mind of the eagle that may not be friends with the salmon.
English, not great. We're friends.
Yeah. You are right that day?
Well, you picked you.
Yeah, to be fair, I thought it was me saying some sort of gibberish. Turns out I do want
eagles and salmons to be friends.
No, you're so right.
Yeah.
All right.
Would be nice.
Quote number two. If you sent me a picture of it, unless it was blatantly obvious of a worn sock and a non-worn sock, I wouldn't be able to tell the difference. That quote once more.
So much.
Go again.
If you sent me a picture of it, unless it was blatantly obvious of a worn sock and a non-worn sock, I wouldn't be able to tell the difference. Who said that? 3, 2, 1. All right, Nath has held up Jimmy. Jimmy has held up Nath. Here's who said that.
If you sent me a picture of it, unless it was blatantly obvious, of a worn sock and a non-worn sock, I wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
That was Nath talking about a former maths teacher turned professional boxer selling sock picks for $4,000 a week.
I honestly don't even remember doing that.
I do remember you chatting about that.
Do you?
Because I remember being like, Nath has really, really old socks.
Yeah, yes, I'm always still
having,
do.
I'm having a go at you going, get new socks. Mm. And you always say to me, this is not on the show, you go, mate, no one can tell the difference.
No one can tell the difference.
Yeah.
People can tell.
We went to a cafe the other day. Meg goes, oh, Nath, you need new socks.
My sock drawer is overflowing, guys, and I just got new bedsides. Because they all tell a story, don't they?
Mate, do you have your socks in your bedside table?
Yeah, socks and undies.
It's a weird place to keep them.
Where do you keep your socks?
In the dresser.
I mean, each to their own.
No, you're so right.
Some of them have fallen, because we swap bedsides, some of them have fallen underneath the bedside.
I know. You left and I pulled them up.
Yeah, so I've got some. Yeah, if anyone needs some socks.
Nice sock gear.
13-10-60 if you want some socks.
No.
Quote number three. This is a final quote for this morning in today's game of Who Said That? But I got a lot of people sliding in my DMs just saying how good I look, but like, too much. I didn't even do the 3, 2, 1. Both of you have held up Jimmy. Here's who said that.
But I got a lot of people sitting in my DMs and were just saying how good I look, but like, too much.
Very confident.
That was a softball to finish.
Yeah, that was Jimmy talking about growing his hair out when COVID started.
Oh, that's right.
I've had a lot of comments on the hair.
Yeah.
My dad messaged me yesterday saying, hey, can you have a word with Jimmy? His hair's getting a bit too long.
I'm not trying to pick up your dad, mate.
No, I know.
Not again.
Yeah, I know. I am.
The Hit Breakfast Show with Jimmy and Nath.
Oh, Thursday. Thank you, Three Curtains, guys. Happy almost end of the week. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
Anything else you want to say? Is that it?
No, nothing else. There's a few things written on my little sheet here that on further inspection, I probably shouldn't read those out. You don't want to read everything. That's the thing. You want to leave the people guessing. What could have been written on my sheet? Who knows?
What could have Jimmy, Grace and Eggs Benny written on that sheet?
Yeah, obviously it was a joint venture here because there's a few elements to it.
Yeah, the team.
I'll read everything I can.
No,
okay?
I wouldn't.
I've got... and my parents have... and take photos. Meathead charcuterie. Happy Thursday. That's what it says in front of me right now. I read everything that was fine to read.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah. Good gear. That's just for the team.
And then there's an image here. I don't know where you even got that.
Yeah, well, I asked Kath. Nathan, come on for some birthday shouts. It's your birthday, so you're about to get
a birthday shout-out. Birthday. Yeah, hit.com.au if you want to score yourself a birthday shout-out, guys.
Yeah, got a couple of birthday shout-outs here, Nathan. First one's for Charlotte.
Good on you, Charlotte.
Happy 11th birthday, gorgeous girl. You make us so proud, and we love you so much. And that's from Mum, Dad, Sam, and Milo.
Milo, got to be the dog, surely. I mean, I hate to assume that, but...
I mean...
Great dog's name.
Great name for a kid.
Yeah.
Ooh, Milo.
Great name. Oh, look at Milo.
Yeah, what are you eating?
Milo.
Milo's a great name. Yeah, no, probably a dog, but I'd happily name my son Milo.
I'd be happy. Milo and Nesquik, they're my two kids.
What happened to Nesquik? Is that still...
I think it was a little bit too...
Did you ever go... Sugary. I didn't like Nesquik.
No, I'll be honest, never into it.
I remember there was this kid, his name's Simon.
He sounds like a Nesquik kid.
He invited me over one day after school, and his mum was like, do you guys want some Nesquik? And I was like,
would rather a glass of water, love. Yeah. Mrs. Simon.
I was like, you got Milo? She's like, no.
No, we don't do Milo. Why not?
We've got strawberry and chocolate Nesquik. Yeah, it's to water, thanks, love.
Okay, Milo. Actually, you know what? Nothing.
She's like, why is your voice so deep for a 10-year-old? Where'd you get that mustache from? And Nathan, also a massive happy birthday to Karen Fitzgerald.
Karen.
Met her on the weekend.
Yeah. Lovely young lady.
Lovely young lady. I don't have her age.
22, 23,
I reckon, around there. Does some great work for tourism, not just here in Tassie, but also, you know, in the mainland. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, just a young thing, celebrating a birthday. Happy birthday, Karen.
Loves Tassie as well. Loves Tassie,
loves
Karen.
Tassie. Loves the show.
Loves the show. I think she was at Frogmore Creek over the weekend as well. So loves a Tassie wine.
Loves a Tassie.
I was like, good on you. It is Hit 100.9's Jimmy and A. Thanks for joining us in gym this Saturday. Hobart Barber, Monks and Co. We bloody love these guys.
Good-looking roosters.
Good-looking roosters.
Good people.
One of them's in the studio right now, and I'm feeling a bit flat now that he's in here. They're going to be holding a Movember fundraiser. All of the day's profit, get this, will go towards the Mobart Mobros and the fight to stop men dying too early. Please welcome from Monks & Co, friend of the show, Sid Davey. Sid, welcome, buddy.
Cock-a-doodle-doo. How are you going? Hello, boys. Hello. Thanks for having me. I feel a bit blush. I feel a bit...
Yeah, we like to do
my
that.
Ego a bit there.
Well, that's what we like to do, and then we just like to just bring you down.
Just
to bring you,
just slow, just a
you
slow descent back into reality.
Yeah. You're not even that good looking. Oh. Your tattoo's already kind of cool.
Yeah. They've only got some colour.
Your hair's kind of really sexy.
You're not quite grey yet. Get out of here.
So can you kick things off with us? I guess tell us about, you know, why you love Movember and sort of why you're involved with it.
For me personally, Movember came around quite younger, before I was above my pop. I was very lucky for a man of his generation to be... quite onto going to see his GP and got diagnosed with prostate cancer.
Oh, wow.
I think I was about 16, 17 when he had it, so it would have been in his late 60s-ish.
He
survived it, got onto it early. So Movember from there on was very important to me as a young fella. Signed up every year. And then, when I got into the barbering space, you just realise the importance of having a conversation with blokes every day and, you know, we know the statistics. It's 4 out of 10.
Yeah.
It's 4 out of 10 dudes are suffering from mental health. I see 20 people a day.
Yeah.
It's basic maths.
Yeah, it is. It's insane, isn't it? I mean, I guess that's a good point. Being a barber as well is like, I mean, notorious that you go and you chat to your barber a lot as well, which, I mean, it's a really good avenue to be able to have these conversations.
It's a space where it's like, you know, it's intimate. You know him. But you only see him every 4 to 6 weeks. So sometimes there's a little bit of like, let loose.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Here's everything that's on my plate. Mm. And then part of my brain goes, well, hang on. That thing you've been talking about has lasted for the last 4 haircuts. That's about 4 months. Something's going on here, mate. Like, what, you know, what's going on? Like, you're obviously having a hard time. The biggest one is job satisfaction. Like, people just unhappy at work or financial struggles is usually the big conversation starter. We have a lot of dudes who... are just miserable because their work-life condition is miserable.
Mm.
And we hear that a lot in the shop. That's probably the number one topic that comes in. Obviously, then it's just financial problems, relationship problems. They do the general jest.
As well, like, Nate's right. Like, you know, you go to your barber, your dentist, but it's hard to talk when there's someone's fingers in your mouth.
Yeah, I mean, unless you can Morse code your eyes.
That's where I get my best conversations at Crony Dental.
But, like, it makes sense.
You're right that people come in, and I know that you've done your... mental health first aid course.
Yes.
Did you feel the pressure to get that because so many people coming in and talking to you?
No, I didn't feel pressured at all. I knew it was important from my own personal experience about how important it was to talk about your mental health. And I just resat my mental first aid certificate that week before our little Papa G snap lockdown long weekend. Mm. So that was a good time to sort of really settle into the work. No, it was the importance of it was one client really for me. Yep. It was one client who was having a really tough time and he was trying really hard to get his mental health sorted and just hitting constant roadblocks of not getting into his, like seeing not either too long to see a psychiatrist or getting the psychiatrist was the wrong fit.
Yeah.
Medications were wrong and he was really, really battling and I started getting really concerned about his well-being. And I thought, look, I don't know where else to go from here, what to say.
Yeah.
How can I go down that revenue? So the first thing I actually did was talk to Jimmy Trice from Speak Up, Stay Chatty. Sure. He was a client of the shop.
Yeah.
And he was just starting to work for Speak Chatty at that time. So I just said to him, mate, like, what's your training? What do you guys do to make sure that you're qualified to talk in that space? And they gave me the handball to do my first aid.
Great. So do you find when, I mean, obviously a lot of guys come in there and they do have these conversations, as you said. I mean, it's a great safe space to have those conversations with your barber who you might see every couple of weeks or so. Do you find after you've had those conversations, after their haircut, they seem a little bit more at ease after having been able to have that conversation? Or obviously not always the case, but sometimes it does help?
Sometimes it depends on the context matter as well. Like, sure. I think sometimes, like, grief and cancer are big two ones. Like, you know, any type of cancer, anyone who's either suffering from it or they've got it from their family, it's a problem that doesn't go away.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that situation is if they want to talk about it and, you know, it's really weighing on their mind, then we'll talk about it. If they kind of put up the roadblocks, then you're right, this person wants a bit of downtime. There's definitely been a handful of dudes where we've come in who have just said, like, mate, if I didn't have that haircut that day or, you know, like, I just needed that. Like we've had we're almost six. We're 6 years old in December. And in the last 6 years, we've had five clients literally walk out of the crisis ward at the hospital and into our barbershops and into our barber's chair for a haircut and a shave.
Wow.
And that is for me one of the biggest. It's intense. It's got a lot of weight to it. But when you see that guy come back every 4 to 6 weeks and he's getting better and he's getting better and he's just stoked on life and you can talk about, oh, how are you coping? How's your medication? You back at work? How's the family? And you can see these small little movements of improvement. That's why we do what we do.
Oh, mate, that's remarkable. That's really, really cool to hear.
Massive round of applause.
Yeah, huge round of applause.
All the boys amongst you.
That's really cool. Yeah.
You're doing a great thing. And look, you know, you should be really proud of yourself. And look, and you just quickly, for those people out there, you know, touch on that bloke who's talking about medication, seeing psychologists. I've spoken on the show. I'm on medication. I've seen a psychologist. It's a journey. You're not going to get the right medication first. You're not going to get the right psychologist first. But please, if you're listening to this show, do not give up on that. Please continue with that journey.
The thing to understand is, if it may be hard now, taking the right steps is only going to get easier.
Mm-hmm.
If you take all the hard steps now, that having that conversation, seeing your GP, seeing your psychiatrist, if you keep at it, your quality of life is only going to get better.
Yeah, absolutely.
The third biggest killer of what they call life killer in Australia is mental health. That's behind cancer and heart disease in this country. So this is why we're trying to push so hard. We're trying to bring those numbers right down.
Yeah.
And luckily with COVID, because there's been such a massive support for mental health helplines, we've seen those numbers drop.
Yeah.
We've seen suicide in men drop by 9%, and in women we've seen it by 7%, which is huge numbers, and we want to keep those numbers low. So, yeah, as Jimmy says, just keep pushing, like keep, you know, trying to see your GP, trying to do, like, you know, look after yourself.
Absolutely. Well, Sid, we really appreciate you coming on the show. Of course, this fundraiser happening. It's this Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can book in any service. All the profit's going to go to Movember. You can call the guys 6231-8300. Jump online.
Haircut, shave, skin fade. Yeah. It's still got appointments.
There are about 20 spots left for the sad day. So phone only. We want to prioritise people who want to come in and support Movember. So it's only by phone appointment till probably about late Thursday. Then we'll open up the book before the weekend to try and fill a bit of spots.
Yeah.
We're hoping we raised about $1,400 last year. That was just Brady and myself.
Yeah.
So we're hoping we should see those numbers again this year.
Mate, unreal. That number again, 6231-8300. Monks & Co, guys, if you can get down there on Saturday, see, we love you, buddy. Thanks for coming.
Thanks, boys. Good to see you.
Alphabucks. The MyState Bank. The human way to bank. It's Alphabucks.
Yeah, that's right. It's a game as easy as ABC. The way it works, letter the alphabet, 10 questions, 30 seconds. You get all 10 correct, you take home the $1,000 this morning playing from Montrose. Hello, Maddie. How are you?
Hey, yeah, good, thank you.
Mads, I don't want to put the pressure on, but I'm going to. Jim got 10 out of 10 in a little practice run off the air. How does that make you feel? Confident?
Yeah. See how we go. Yeah.
And well, this is the thing. We're not very good at alphabucks. Like, producer Grace is very good at it, but Jim and I, we're very much the layman's people when it comes to alphabucks.
Yeah, Maddie, I don't want to put the... I did get 10 out of 10, but Mads...
There's a chance, then.
There is a chance. I do think this... But it comes down to knowing the answer to these questions. Yeah. I know that sounds silly.
No, it's true, though.
You have to know the answers, but sometimes you get lucky. Yep. Like, you might know a band, you might know an artist, an actor or something. So if you know them, you're going to do okay. But if you don't watch the TV show or something, you're going to get stumped. Mel, so it's luck as well.
Absolutely. I'm telling you now, Mel, I'm looking at the questions. I reckon I would have got maybe 5 or 6. So...
Could go either way.
Could go either way. And don't and remember, you're going to get $50 regardless if you get it or not, okay?
Yep, sweet.
All right, Matt. So let's see how you go. This morning, your letter is M, as in M for Maddie from Montrose.
There you go.
Your 30-second starts into the first topic I give you. You can pass when come back to that topic if there is time at the end of the 30 seconds. Maddie, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, your first question, beginning with M. Name something sweet.
Munchies.
A car brand.
Mazda.
One Direction album.
My Love.
Mel Gibson movie.
Oh. Pass.
Friends character.
Monica.
Something at Christmas.
Mary.
Hobart Museum.
Mona.
Board game.
Monopoly.
Type of nut.
Macadamia.
Something in the kitchen.
Mug.
God, you did well, Mads. Yeah. You did very well.
Look, you answered. You got 9. You answered 9.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
You didn't get Mel Gibson movie, Mad Max.
Oh, yeah.
But also, I have no
idea. Yeah, there you go.
I heard Jimmy said that off air. I didn't know he was in it either.
Well, he's in the originals.
Oh, of course. I just think Tom Hardy.
Yeah, no, that's right. That's
right.
Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I'm with you there.
There's 3 Mad Maxes with Mel Gibson.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
haven't seen
also, that. Also, Maddie, I have no idea. What did you say for something sweet?
Not sure. I said the munchies. Munchie or something.
Yeah, I thought you said Maggi. It was like noodles.
Maggi noodles.
Right. Yeah. It could be sweet.
Yeah, put a bit of
honey on
chocolate
it.
Chocolate sauce on it. Anything sweet if you wanted to
pretty
be.
Well, Mads.
Yeah, good on you, Mads. Producer Grace joins us in the studio because, Jim, the 3 of us, we all had completely different upbringings when it comes to what food we ate as kids. Jim, your mum is a very talented chef, still is, and I love it when she comes and visits us because she makes an incredible banana bread. Producer Grace, you grew up on charcuterie boards.
Not exclusively charcuterie boards. It was just important to my parents that I had a well-rounded palate as a child.
See, I don't even...
Champagne charcuterie. You right, mate?
Sorry.
What's going on?
I kicked the desk.
I had a bit of a bit more Aussie bogan kind of thing. Neither of my parents are great cooks. Kind of very basic kind of stuff. And we were talking yesterday in the office about things, particularly me, when I was a kid, things that I hated as a kid. I would not come anywhere near them in terms of eating them, but I love them now. And a few of them that I mentioned to you, Grace, you're like, oh, no, I grew up on those things.
Hmm?
Number one for me was quiche. Hated quiche as a kid. Could not
weird.
Stand it. Well, because I didn't like egg either. Didn't like quiche. Didn't like
scrambled
cheese.
Egg?
Nah. Hated it as a kid.
Fried
hated
egg?
It. Nope. No
omelets?
Eggs. Nope.
So for breakfast, if you sat down for a big breakfast, you just have what? Bacon and toast?
Bacon, toast, sausages.
tomato, dead horse. You love dead horse.
Heaps smothered in dead horse.
That's the one thing I don't like about you. You go to like restaurants and you're just like, yeah, but...
That's the one thing?
Yeah. It's fine when you get chippies, but like you get it for like a breakfast with like, and the sausages are delicious. And you're just like, give me the bloody fountain.
Tuna was another one.
Hated, you didn't eat tuna?
Hated tuna as a kid. I love all these things now, by the way. Like I
ate tin tuna.
Tin tuna. Or any kind of tuna.
Fish? Didn't like fish?
Oh, I liked fish, but it had
fish
to be...
Fish fingers?
Yeah, well, that was the thing that Mum did all the time. She always made fish fingers. That was like the go... It was a bit of an Aussie bogan, kind of.
But you didn't like tuna? Like...
No, I didn't like tuna at all. Love
salmon?
All these things now. Nah.
So you didn't like...
I mean, I don't know. I don't even think I really had that much salmon.
Okay.
All these things I eat now. So
what else didn't you like?
Well, they're the main thing. Yeah, I mean, that's quite a few. Yeah.
didn't eat much.
Was there? But I love all these things now. I mean, Grace, was there anything as a kid that you didn't like eating, which you kind of grew into it and you love now?
No, I feel like anything. I kind of ate everything as a kid. The only thing I didn't like as a kid, like really didn't like, was mushrooms. And I still don't like those.
Yeah, so that's remained the same for you. Jim? Yeah. I mean, your mum was a chef, so, I mean, you had some good food. Was there anything you didn't like?
I wasn't getting charcuterie boards.
I would get fish fingers. So.
Yeah. No, well, look, I was very lucky. Mum was a chef and grew up in restaurants, so I used to go sit out the back and do colouring books while she would cook and she'd bring me food. So I was very lucky that I got introduced to a lot of foods when I was young. So there's nothing that I didn't like as a I liked everything as a kid. Because mum also was very, very smart and very sneaky at introducing vegetables and different things.
Ah, clever.
Like even fishes and stuff, like she'd put in curries and that. So like I'd have like a tuna curry before I'd just eat like tuna. As tuna, does that make sense?
Yeah, I remember a couple of times my parents would serve me like spaghetti bolognese or something real simple and then at the end be like, that was goat.
What?
That's not okay.
That's
why not?
A problem? I don't think that.
No, that's not normal.
Did they say it sassily to you like when you were five? When you were a five-year-old?
That's goat feet.
Yeah.
No, they just was be a like, bull did testicle, you like that?
Goat's not a... goat's not a...
What the hell?
Common... Woolies, Coles, Hill Street item. What?
Jesus.
That was goat.
Guess what? That Parmigiana was snake.
Lamb? Lamb? Did they mean lamb or?
No, it was, maybe it was kangaroo. I don't remember. It was some kind of weird meat.
It was Oh, it's dinner. Oh.
Grace has done something to the desk.
Grace, what are you doing? Oh, whoa, we're in the kitchen. Grace's house.
What? Goat? Spaghetti bolognese has... goat and tomato sauce.
No, you just goat.
Imagine your parents stitching you up as a kid.
No, they would you go. No, why are you eating charcuterie boards all the time?
Did they film it?
No, Mum. No more goat. I just want charcuterie.
No, I ate it and I didn't know, and it was fine. And then a couple of days later, they'd be like, "Oh, you know that spag bowl? That was goat."
Days later.
Yeah, but it was
why
like...
Why are you getting stitched up as a child?
Same as Jimmy's mum was doing. They were introducing,
Mum would do spaghetti bolognese, and then she'd be like, there was a bit of zucchini in that.
Yeah, you made it...
That's exactly the same.
You made it sound like your parents came in and go, ha-ha, gotcha, that was goat. Sue just goes, oh, that was tuna, just so you know.
No, there was a little bit of... She'd do, like, there's a bit of zucchini in
there. Yeah, grated carrot, great way to sneak in your vegetables.
Yeah, that's fine. Goat. No, not grated goat.
It wasn't Grace. Guess what that was? Got ya. 13, 10, 60.
Mummy, why is there a hoof in there?
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about 10 in a couple of days.
She'll never know. 13, 10, 60. What food did you hate as a kid but you love now? For me,
how do you feel about goat now? I don't remember the last time I ate goat.
This is not a common thing.
That's what I want. Goat. That's what Grace wants. bolognese. Hey, we just asked the question 13, 10, 60. What food did you hate as a kid but you love now? I mean, the three of us, Jim, you, me, producer Grace, completely different upbringings when it came to food. Your mum was a chef. Grace had a bit more of a fancy palate, charcuterie boards, and I had a bit
goat.
Goat, apparently, and a bolognese. Got ya. I had a bit more of a classic Bogan Aussie upbringing, fish fingers.
Chippies.
Yeah, chippies, Devon on white bread.
Devon.
All that kind of gear. But there was lots of things that I hated as a kid, which I love now. Top of the list was quiche, which everyone in the office couldn't believe. I hated quiche. And I didn't like any egg. And now I love both those things. It's weird, isn't it?
Quiche is a weird one.
Yeah, quiche is strange.
Yeah, but
I just was never into it. Never into it. And you've always eaten everything because your mum had clever ways to introduce you to things.
I don't love pawpaw and rock melon. They're the only things that I will not eat.
But that's always been consistent.
Still won't eat them.
Yeah, don't waste your time with it. To be fair, rock melon. It's a bit nothing to me.
There's plenty of good fruits.
So many. So much better fruits. Casey from Kingston. Casey, was there something as a kid you wouldn't eat but you love now?
Yeah, I hated avocado and mushrooms, and I love them now. Can't get enough of them.
Yeah, okay.
Avocado. I know a lot of people who grew up when I was a kid didn't like avocado. We had an avocado tree at home.
So we still get the fruits from that from your parents.
So I would have avocados, but then none of my friends, when they came over, they were like, oh, yuck. But now... Everybody
loves nature's butter, mate. Nature's butter. How often were you given it as a kid, Case?
Look, actually not that often. Mushrooms quite a bit at my dad's, which is where I eventually started to love them. Mm. I had some from a barbecue once, and I'm like, that's actually amazing. And my friend forced me to eat avocado, like, when I was a teenager. And I was like, yeah, give me more.
There you go, force feed it and you'll love it eventually, guys.
Hold it down, put it in a mouse.
Mitchell from Claremont. Mitchell, is this something that you hated as a kid but you love now?
Yeah, popcorn of all things.
Popcorn? Okay, explain this. Why did you hate it as a kid?
I don't know if it was like the texture or what was, to be honest, but yeah, it was just something that I would turn my nose up at all the time, apparently.
So you, like, you go to the movies, everyone's getting popcorn, and you're like, don't want any of that.
Well, do you get a Choc Top or something?
Yeah, Choc Top all the way.
Choc Top all the way.
Do you like Choc Top?
Yeah, but you love popcorn now, Mitch?
Yeah, I love it now. Yeah.
Do you remember what, something changed? Or did you try it once, like when you're old, and you went, oh, okay, now I like it?
Yeah, sort of didn't have it for that long, and then all of a sudden I was like, oh, it's got butter on it.
I reckon I know. Right. I reckon
anything
I know.
Anything with butter is good, Mitchell.
He stopped eating the kernels and realised it needed to be microwaved.
I hope he wasn't going to the movie cinemas and they were giving him kernels.
Thank you, Mitch. Eleni from Acton Park. Wrap things up. Eleni, was there something you hated as a kid to eat but you love it now?
Good morning. Yeah, I hated lobster and seafood in general. My grandfather was a fisherman and my parents used to make us eat fish and crays and...
Yeah.
Lots of seafood every week.
Yeah. You know what, Eleni? I was like, oh, there wasn't anything. When I was small, when I was like pretty young, I do remember seafood. I remember my grandma peeling prawns and I was like, oh, I don't want that.
Yeah, not for me. But probably now, the smell, but now you love them.
Love, yeah, crayfish. You love. Can't get enough of it.
I'll tell you, you'll always see us 5 o'clock at an RSL peeling prawns, playing Keno. We love that. Okay, so you love it now, Eleni?
Love my craze, love my seafood. Can't get enough of it.
Mm. Do you remember when it was, Eleni, that it changed?
I think it was later on in life. I reckon late teens.
Late teens.
I can't remember when it was. I just remember once being like, didn't like, yeah, like prawns, crayfish, any seafood, and then something changed.
Well, Mum was clever for me. She introduced it through fish fingers, which are really,
Mate, there's no fish in fish fingers.
Jim, of course, Brooke Blurton is making history in this season of The Bachelorette as the series' first ever bisexual and First Nations Bachelorette. The most recent eliminee, we're sad to see him go, is a Tassie boy.
He's left us, mate. He's a Brizzy boy now.
Yeah, of course, actually. Actually, you know what? Don't worry about it, Luke. Nah. He's a Tassie boy, a PE teacher, a jiu-jitsu athlete. Please welcome Luca, and I'm going to get his last name wrong, I apologise, for a Sissio. Hey, Luca.
Good morning, boys. How are we?
How wrong did I get it, Luca?
Nah, you weren't too bad. It was a good try.
Yeah.
Kids call me Frappuccino, so...
The key is for me, Luca, is just to say it so quickly that it could be right, it could be wrong. So how do you actually say your surname?
Ferraccio.
What I said?
Yeah, no.
I think that's really what you said.
Yeah, it's live radio. We can't go back. Nate definitely said that.
No, you nailed it.
Mate, how do you feel? Recently eliminated. Do you feel like you gave it your best crack there?
Yeah, look, it was an emotional one last night, watching it all play out. And, you know, seeing Brooke cry is not something you always want to see. But, yeah, look, I went in and tried to show the best version of myself through the whole time and, you know, obviously it didn't work out, which is all right. But I'm happy with the way I went in and, you know, presented myself and, yeah, everything happens for a reason, I guess.
Luca, we've spoken to heaps of people who've been on these shows over the last few years, and, of course, it's a weird setting. It's a weird setting with cameras everywhere. You're in the mansion. There's all these other people. In your case, there's other men, other women in there. Like, there's a lot going on. Do you think in another setting, maybe if you guys met in an online app, maybe you met at a bar or that kind of thing, do you reckon it could have ended potentially differently, or do you think it could have come to the same result?
It is a very different setting, you know. You're in there with men and women fighting for the one person. And, like, usually if you go out to a bar, it's not like, you know, 10 guys and 10 girls are all going for the same person. Like,
oh, you haven't been to a bar with us, Logan.
You haven't been out in Salamanca in a while, mate. That's pretty much...
Get the Omar, buddy! Yeah,
Botanica on a Sunday.
You're right. I think if we met somewhere else, you know, I mean, I'm lucky. I got a single date straight off the bat, so... We got to sit down and get to know each other, which I thought was, you know, really good. We formed a good connection. And then as the time goes on, she's also forming connections with all these other people. And you feel like you kind of get left behind. Whereas, you know, if you're seeing one another, maybe not in that setting, then you don't have all that competition and all that pressure. So, yeah, things could have been different, but, you know, I couldn't think of a different way that I want to go and meet Brooke. And, you know, I'm really happy with the whole experience. And, yeah, I hope she does find happiness.
Well, Luca, I don't know. There were some rumours, which I think Brooke shot down, about her being on dating apps. And she's like, no. But, look, let's just say in the future, let's go another 12 months. Things maybe don't work out or whatever, and you guys are out in the real world. Do you still, because there was chemistry, there was definitely chemistry between you two. Do you think, you know, if the stars aligned, would you try and have another crack? Could potentially something happen in the future?
I think Brooke is an amazing person, an amazing individual. I really like the way she presents herself and goes for what she wants, but I think, you know, am I ready for another rejection? I don't know.
You're allowed to say no, Luca. If Brooke's not the one for you, that's fine. You're allowed to say.
Yeah, look, I think it will be a no, but, you know, who knows?
Luca, I can't believe you said no. What's
wrong? God, Luca said no.
Jeez. Front page of the Mercury tomorrow.
Front page. Luca says no. That was obviously recorded a while ago. You're out now. Are you seeing anyone? Is there anyone that slid into the DMs?
No. I'm still single. I'm just more focusing on my health and fitness and work at the moment, which is important. I'm not shutting myself off to anyone, so no, I'm still single. Just doing my thing and kind of just letting life happen, I guess.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, Luca, are you looking for a nice Brizzy girl? Are you looking for a Tassie girl? What are you looking for?
I'm just looking for someone that, you know, I can relate with, someone that, you know, is on my page and wants to do similar things. And I think the harder you go and look for something, the harder you look for love in the outside world, the harder you find it. So I think if you just be yourself and do what you do, it'll all fall into place. But
Luca, that was poetic. Well, that's beautiful.
That was lovely, mate.
That was beautiful.
I feel like I want to date you.
Yeah, I know. What's going on, mate? Let's go get a pizza.
Been hanging out with Oscar too much.
Hey, Luca, we did want to ask, of course, a different kind of season this year with men and women in the mansion. Anyone hooking up in there that we didn't see on the cameras?
No. There was no hooking up. I know there was...
Really?
There was definitely some... There was eyes darting across the room and stuff, you know, with the whole Jamie Lee Ryan situation, but nothing ever eventuated. I think it's just the bunch of people that were in there were just so respectful and just, you know, really there for the same reason. And I think, the group of people that were in there were just so nice that it didn't happen. Maybe you throw some different people in there, it could have happened, but, no, everyone was just really respectful for Brooke and everyone else, so it was...
All right.
Not
enough time. What about this for a hypothetical, Luca? If you had to pick somebody else, let's take Brooke out of the equation, somebody else in the house that you would have maybe been keen on. Is there anybody else in the house that you would have been keen on?
Conrad, for sure.
Who?
Conrad.
Conrad, obviously. Yeah, beautiful.
I thought you were going to say Osher.
So Conrad and Osher, they're the givers. Who else, Luca?
I made really good friends with Holly. She's an awesome chick, but in terms of, you know, partner-wise, I didn't see anyone in the mansion other than Brooke that I really wanted to, you know, get to know and form a connection with. So
you wouldn't be interested in dating Holly?
No. Okay. Nah, I think she's an awesome chick. You know, she's in the gym with us, you know, just hanging out. And everyone was just a vibe, but dating-wise, no.
I feel sorry for Luca. I like him. He's a good bloke. But, you know, didn't like Holly. Didn't like Brooke.
Yeah, I know. And Osh is taken. So... Luca, mate, you're a good egg. Thanks for joining us, buddy. We love seeing you on our screens. We hope to, catch up for a...
Yeah, if you're back soon, catch up for a beer.
Something down here,
get
mate.
A pizza.
I'll be down for Christmas. We'll do the Salamanca circuit for sure.
Oh, yeah. Good. It'll be like the mansion again. Good on you, Luca. Thanks for joining us, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us.
Time for the show ratings, where we give the show a rating out of 10 and give our reasons why. It's Jimmy here, Hobart. Hey, how you going? I'm going to rate first. I've given it a 5 out of 10.
Oh.
Yeah, I just, when I look back over the show, I mean, I don't see many highlights.
No worries.
I also think... I think our Bachelorette, I mean, Luca didn't give us much. I mean, Nath Trott, you had some great interview questions. You really tried to get some goss.
Yeah, I thought it was still fun, though. Fun to talk to the Tassie board.
I enjoyed chatting to him. But yeah.
We got to look for goss.
Yeah. Go look for goss. Gotta which you did. You goss. You went, hey.
Tried to go digging, mate. You know
did.
What I mean?
Who'd you hook up with? Who would you hook up with? You asked all the right questions.
In his defence, I mean, there's pretty strict con What am I trying to say?
I don't know, but be careful, mate. You're flirting with a naughty word.
Contracts around what you can and can't say when you're on The Bachelor. Slash it.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed the food you didn't eat as a kid than you ate now, but just overall, look, I mean, that's the show rating, you know what I mean? Gotta be honest.
Yeah, I'll give it a 7. I agree with some of what you said.
I'm also thinking to other shows throughout this week and other weeks. And I'm just like,
I think this show was fine. I don't think it was exceptional.
5 out of 10's fine. That's a pass. Mm. That gets you a degree.
I don't really like a pass. I like to excel in things.
I've gone 8. 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
Sydney Davies, we had on earlier. He's unreal. From Monks & Co. It was awesome.
Look, I mean, Sid's phenomenal, and I love Movember. Obviously, we're Movember ambassadors and the run of the Point at Pinnacle, which I love. And Sid's the highlight of the show for me today, but the rest of the show just fell flat.
Sorry, Jimmy.
It's not. Guys, not every show.
That's okay.
You know what I mean?
That's okay.
And as I've been having chats with Sweet Chilli Phil, and he said, you can't keep doing these 7, 8, 9 shows.
You know what? I reckon we've got to stop talking to Sweet Chilli Phil.
We've got a meeting with him after the show, too.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, our weekly catch-up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what do you think of rating a 5?
Oh, you're so smart.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be like, boys, I would have given it a 3.
Yeah. It's, if I go low, he goes, no, you're right. You know what I mean? If you go an 8, he's like, really? An 8?
I heard.
Speaking of 8, Ex Benny's here.
Speaking of 8.
What would you rate the Spider-Man trailer?
Yesterday? Oh, 10.
10 out of 10?
It was awesome. If you haven't seen it. Is that the third trailer that's jumped out?
Yeah. Second?
Second trailer
that's come out. Ooh, I'm so excited for this. Yeah. No Way Home, is that what it's called?
No Way Home.
Ooh, so good.
We all watched it yesterday in the studio together.
Yeah.
The hype is real.
Ben waited for us when Nathan and I trained at F45. True friendship.
Yeah. Thanks, mate. Appreciate it. Grace,
what do you think, Grace?
No,
yeah.
I haven't.
No. Didn't make gossip today either.
Well, I've only seen one Spider-Man movie, and it was Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Well, good one to see.
That's the cartoon one, isn't it? Yeah. What did you think of that?
It was quite good.
Mm-hmm.
Good soundtrack.
Just not really into, like, superheroes or action. Mm.
So you're not into superheroes. So you're sort of having a go at what Ben's brought to the show again. You don't like the...
3 days in a row.
Three days in a row. First of all, you're not going to pass probation. Then you didn't like the zeros, O's chat. Now you don't
hate
like Spider-Man and superheroes.
Spider-Man.
Why do you hate Ben and everything he brings?
I don't hate Ben. I think Ben is
you
lovely.
Just said
and you're
not going to care about Spider-Man.
Yeah, but that's okay. We don't have to have the
same likes. It's okay, mate.
It's okay.
Like
it's all right. Tomorrow's a new day.
Tomorrow is a
new
day, mate.
You get on the chance tomorrow. What's today, Thursday?
Yeah.
It's the last chance.
Yeah, if you want to... mate, you're probably not past probation, as Grace said last time.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.